We're back in the air this week. Thanksgiving's coming up, so travel kind of fits, right? And if you caught the end of last week's show, I said this was going to be number 40, our 40th podcast, so thank you for sticking around, especially if you've been here the whole time. And if you have, our first episode was with flight attendants. So I also thought, let's go full circle. Let's talk to pilots this time. How much do they do up there versus what the autopilot does? Does turbulence scare them too? How many trips a day? Are those seats comfortable? I've got questions. Mike here, and away we go. Two guests, someone you heard a while back talking jet lag and sleep, Captain Laura Einsettler. She's with a major U.S. airline. We also have Morgan Smith, also with a major U.S. airline. She's big on TikTok, Almost Captain Morgan. That's what to search, Almost Captain, because she is a co-pilot. And as you'd expect, they are all over the place.
It just depends. You name it, we fly it. I'm a captain on a 767 and 757. So I love the transcons, being able to go East Coast, West Coast, out to Hawaii.
That was Laura. Here's Morgan. She's on the 737. You just got back from somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. My last trip had four flying legs on the first day, four on the second day, and then only one on the third day. Chicago to Grand Rapids, Michigan, then down to Orlando, then up to Baltimore, then Pittsburgh. The next day was Pittsburgh, back to Baltimore, down to Miami.
Then back home where she got on Zoom, so thanks. But that's the general idea. I think a lot of us do understand. Bigger planes, usually longer trips and a layover. Smaller ones, they can go up and down and up and down. We heard from the flight attendants that this is a bidding system. It's based on seniority, bidding for the jobs. So how far ahead does that happen?
Well, usually we kind of bid the month before.
Then maybe you see if you can do some trip trades.
Or you're just going to go to those places and have those trips that you really don't want.
Well, somebody's got to go there. But let's say we are going somewhere and we're getting settled up top, finding our seat, putting our bags away. They are outside doing a walk around and they're looking at just about
everything. The tires, the intakes, windshields, the wheel wells, any hydraulic lines, any of that kind of stuff.
So that's done. Then you're back inside, you're in the chair, paperwork starts, or the iPad work, because just like flying in the old days, you got to do some calculations. Weight is still a factor, got to get off the ground, and they do some averages.
And what's interesting is we have summer weights for everyone, and we have winter weights for everyone.
You can probably guess which one is more.
So we have holiday eating weights. And
I love it. So, that's great.
So we just do a general wag, but we need to make sure that, as an example, when we have a high altitude airport in the summer, it's just like your car. You know, if you're at high altitude trying to climb up a hill, the car's like chugging. Yeah. So the same thing happens for us as well. And really, that's about single engine. So if we lose an engine, can we climb out in these conditions with these weights?
On just the one engine, just the one. You've heard before, probably, don't worry, this plane can lose an engine. Yeah, that's actually all true. So checks are done, flight plans filed. They know where they're headed. They know how they're supposed to get there. Time to talk to the guys in the tower. KNX Airlines ready for departure.
You could say like KNX one, you're clear to the San Francisco airport as filed. Climb maintain 3000, expect flight level 180, 10 minutes after departure. Departure frequency 118.2, squawk 0735. And all of that means it's who you are, where you're going. So you've been clear to San Francisco. As filed pretty much just means whatever you put on the paper that your dispatcher sent to them is what they're cool with. That's what you're going to do.
That's so good. Who's actually taking us up? Two of you, right? So is this like Rochambeau?
Rock, you know, that's interesting. We could probably do it
on the next one. You should do it. Yeah.
Normally, we take turns flying. We split duties. And so when you have one person that's operating the radios and saying the checklist and things like that and talking on the PA, it's the other pilot that's doing the flying.
And how much flying is actually happening? Because I'm sure someone has said it to you. The new planes, they fly themselves.
I know. If you want to watch a pilot cringe, say that. Because it's... Yes, they're automated, but it's just like your self-driving cars right now. When you're on the highway and the conditions are good, you're going to have the autopilot on, right? But we're still taking off. We're still landing.
You're always monitoring the flight when the autopilot's on. So it doesn't just automatically know what to do. You have to tell it what to do.
Can we talk turbulence for a second? People hate it. They dig their hands into the seats. But turbulence does not crash airplanes.
No, turbulence is more of a nuisance than anything else. It's uncomfortable. We don't like it. We try and find smoother air at different altitudes.
Yeah, no, the airplanes don't come apart in turbulence. They're actually built to withstand extreme severe conditions for long periods of time.
Is there evidence of that too with like wing flex? You get going on one of those transatlantic trips, you can see out the window, that thing bends and it's like way up. And people, some of them automatically go, oh no, what's happening? And here I am looking out the window going, oh yeah. Look at that thing. They're supposed to be able to do that.
You're like, thankfully, there's wing flex because it's very similar to those skyscrapers with earthquakes. They're supposed to sway and bend. And matter of fact, the wings can go all the way up to flexing within 8 feet of each other.
All right. That's wild. That's a little too close. Talk to me about landing, because there are some social media videos out there of you all really putting elbow grease into it. And Laura, you've told me people are like, oh, that's what you actually look like when you're bringing us down?
Absolutely. Because, you know, you have one hand that's on the throttle, working the throttles for speed and altitude and things like that. And then the other hand's on the yoke. So we're working the ailerons right, left, and the elevators up, down. And our feet are on the rudders, on the pedals to work the lateral aspect of the aircraft.
That's going to be the Boeing way. You won't see really an Airbus pilot with the side stick having to do that much movement. But with Boeings, that's just kind of how you fly them. Think of it like when you're driving your car and maybe you go over a little pothole, right? You have to move the steering wheel a bit to correct for what has just happened, but it's still a really big plane.
So it can all look really exaggerated. All right, we're almost nearing our final descent. So a few more. Crossing oceans, think of like shipping lanes or highways in the sky. That's how you get across. Everybody's in a line and the planes are kind of stacked up, 1,000 feet apart. That's how they do that. Can they talk to each other up there? Yes, they can and they do, especially if there are bumps. And when you're cruising, what happens? Are you doing something or is this like feet on the dash? There's usually somebody in your ear, air traffic control. They kind of hand you off point to point, place to place.
ATC talks a lot, but when you're on those longer flights, especially as you get more out west, because the East Coast is pretty congested here, you might go 10 minutes without talking to air traffic control, 10, 15 minutes, maybe more. And at that point, you get to know the person you're flying with really well.
Tell them a secret, because it may be a long time until you see them again. What about those seats, the like sheepskin thing that's going on?
Yeah, they're actually really comfy. It's designed to regulate temperature. So when you sit down in there, it's never like hot or cold. It's just comfy.
All right. Coming in for our landing, seatbelts and tray tables, everybody. Is there any job quite like this one?
No. To me, this is the best job in the world. You'll see like a shooting star or someone will point something out, or you have one of the flight attendants come up and they don't see it every day and they go, oh my gosh, this is what you guys get to look at. And then it kind of brings it back just how neat it is.
Flying for me is freedom. Just the chance to be untethered so far above everything and have that thrill and joy of the speed and the power. The views that we see are just absolutely unmatched and something that can't be duplicated.
Ladies and gentlemen, in preparation for landing.
I like this one. That's all for this week. Thank you again. Happy flying if you're flying. Happy driving if you're driving for Turkey Day. No show next week. I'll be tired from all of the eating, and I'll probably have a few cocktails. So we will be back the week after that. This comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. Weekday mornings, that's where to find me. Send me more questions. I've got questions at odyssey.com.